I'm flattered whenever someone uses the word dedicated when they refer to my involvement here on a daily basis all year round. I am even happier when I could take that term and toss it in the direction of other people who are involved here at the radio station. In this case, it's Elliot Weiselberg. Our sports department, starting with Steve Roth and going to Isaac Benishai and now Elliot, has always been such a seriously taken venture. So seriously, to the point where Elliot is sometimes up in the middle of the night preparing the Tuesday morning Yeshiva League sports update. I don't even know if you slept last night.
Thankfully, I got a chance to, unlike last year.
Last year, it was a four overtime game. It didn't allow you any opportunity to sleep.
I think I got out of half to last year, maybe changed my clothes and got in here just in time.
Unbelievable. Point that mic down a drop so we can hear you.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Are we doing a Sarachek preview today?
Not so much. I think I'm going to do a Sarachek preview tonight on the court report.
Oh, good.
So I think today we're just going to stick to all the great semifinal action that happened this past week, because there's a lot of it.
Should I ask you a yes or no question?
Is that a yes or no question in itself?
Will DRS win Sarachek?
They're favored. They're the number one seed.
They are literally favored to win it.
They've been the number one team in the nation the entire year. So
who's the second seed?
Heschel. Literally the number two team in the nation almost the entire year.
So, they have Sam Schwartzman, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, old MDSer, by the way. Shout out to Manhattan Day School. So, is it possible the two of them will meet in the final?
Well, that's the way it's set up. DRS is the one, Heschel's the two. So, if they run through their respective sides of the bracket, they will be meeting up on Championship Monday.
All starts Thursday.
Oh, can't wait.
You'll be there?
No, I'll be in the office, but I'll be keeping very close watch on what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, now it's easy because they broadcast everything. So
it's amazing what they've done over there with the quality broadcast that they put on. It's just so much fun to watch. You don't even need to be there. It's actually probably more fun. And don't kill me for this. It's probably more fun to be watching elsewhere than it is to actually be in the building.
That may be a stretch, but okay. 1-800-989-9368. Are you a coach? Are you a player? Are you a family member? Are you somebody associated with a school, a faculty member, a principal, somebody who has anything to do with any of our Yeshiva League's teams? Because if you are, you should be donating now to JM in the AM, because this is the only show that not only provides an amazing Tuesday morning Yeshiva League sports update every single week during the season, but in addition to that, we are the only network, the only online presence that has Court Report every Sunday night and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Tonight, a fresh edition of Court Report with a Sarachek preview. And in addition to the Sarachek preview, I would assume we're speaking about some heated battles that are upcoming in the playoffs in both basketball and hockey.
Well, it's actually about to get to the most exciting 10 days in the Yeshiva League season. Starting Thursday with Sarachek, and then moving around to Championship Sunday for hockey this coming Sunday, and then next Sunday, the following Sunday, we'll have the basketball championship. So the
hockey championships are this Sunday?
This Sunday.
Do we know who's in it yet?
Yes, we do. Actually, we do. We last night we had the varsity double, not so much a doubleheader, but at the same time we had the two varsity playoff semifinals out in Hafter. We had the rematch of last year's, as you already mentioned, the four overtime game. Thankfully, last night did not get that far. It was a rematch, as I said. Gilad Kirstein breaking the 1-1 tie in the second with a shorthanded goal. Jake Berger with the hat trick for the 4-1 Hawks victory over SAR.
Congratulations to our friends at Hafter. And they're going to be playing who on Sunday?
They'll be playing another 4-1 winner last night, the TABC Storm, going back to the finals.
Woo! That's why nobody was in my house till after I fell asleep.
Right. They're an interesting broadcaster for the...
Seriously? One of the Seagulls?
Yeah, believe so.
Which Seagull do you know?
Can't tell the difference between any of them at this point.
Oh, this is terrible that I went to sleep so early. I didn't realize that there was a Seagull doing the broadcast last night.
Yeah.
That must have been exciting, a 4-1 victory.
Well, it was a very interesting game. 16 seconds in, Yair Nolar scoring a goal right off the bat.
Nice, Yair.
Never looking back.
All right, very nice. So it'll be TABC versus Hafter. Oh, this is interesting.
It's
CABC versus Hafter on Sunday.
Yeah, mostly the top two teams all year for the hockey league. This is the matchup that people believed would happen, and especially after the overtime game that they played in Hafter earlier this year,
which I think TABC won, right?
TABC came back to win 3-2.
Right. That was subtle.
Yeah, as far as I know, they won that game.
I don't think it's so personal.
TABC won, right? TABC beat Hafter.
TABC
that game.
Beat
right.
Hafter.
I'm not mistaken. It was TABC who was the victor in that game against Hafter.
Yep, Hafter. Right. Hafter came out.
It was a comeback victory before TABC against Hafter, okay. If I'm not mistaken.
What time
is that game Sunday?
The varsity game, I think, has been moved up. I believe it's a 1:30 slot. In the past, it's generally been the two afternoon games, but because of the fact that DRS and Frisch, two of the teams that are involved in the JV semifinal and the JV final, the basketball teams are going to be in Saracek, and the schools want their kids to be there to support also.
If I get to the game at 1:30, will Commissioner Gordon have a space for me to stand or sit?
I believe that any place you show up, somebody would have a place for you to stand or sit.
Well, I hope so. I'm just thinking 1:30 Sunday. Wow. Maybe I could be there for the big championship Sunday.
Well, if you can be there at 11:15 or 11:30, that's when the JV game starts.
And that's who again?
That's going to be DRS and Frisch after two very, very big wins for both of them this past week. So both the varsity and JV are going to have the top two teams that have been throughout the entire year. The division champions. So I guess it's more apropos that it's those two teams. But all four teams that made it for JV and varsity hockey were the division champions this year.
Do you know who scored for TABC last night besides Yair?
Yair Noller had two.
Yeah, two. Congrats.
Joe Moskowitz had one.
Nice.
And Zach Rothenberg with the fourth goal.
There you go. All right. 1-800-989-9368, Yeshiva League Sports Update has to be supported. JM and the AM has to be supported. WFMU has to be supported. We need your support. 1-800-989-9368 to call now. 1-800-989-9368 to please call now. JMandTheAM.org/pledge. JMandTheAM.org/pledge. What else do you have for us, Elliot Weiselberg?
Well, you don't just have hockey. As we know, basketball is also a huge component of what we do on the Tuesday morning JM and the AM Sports Update.
Correct.
And we're going to go back to, Miriam, I got to announce this one also. Classic size versus speed matchup this past week in Frisch with Hafter and Frisch in their quarterfinal matchup. In this case, speed won out. Frisch jumped out early to a 14-point lead. Hafter was able to cut it to within four but could never get any closer. Frisch would end up walking away with a 78-59 victory, going on to the semifinals, which they would be playing tonight in DRS.
Okay, DRS versus Frisch tonight.
Uh-huh, and that will be the second game, actually, of a doubleheader for DRS. DRS is also going to be in the JV semifinal tonight, facing off against SAR.
All right, that's basketball.
Right.
Two big SAR has become really good at these sports.
Yeah, SAR, over the last few years, has become one of the sports powerhouses. Again, winning the JV hockey championship last year, making it to the JV basketball final last year. So they're very much a team to be reckoned with in all sports, as it gets out the way. You know,
and not to be unfair, especially to our New Jersey friends where we are, but I would assume that DRS is favored in varsity to win the championship, but you never know.
Speaking of Jersey, interesting note, coming into the week, there are eight different leagues. I know we only cover about six or seven of them, but there are eight different leagues in the fall/winter track of sports. Coming into the week, Frisch had a semifinalist at least in all eight of them.
Boy, oh boy.
That's what
you call a juggernaut, right?
It is a phenomenal, phenomenal postseason for Frisch Sports.
Unbelievable. Hey, Frisch, big shout out to you, our Jersey friends. 1-800-989-9368. 1-800-989-9368. Pledge your support now on day two of our fundraising marathon 2016. 1-800-989-9368 is the number. JMNAM.org/pledge, JMNAM.org/pledge. We doing all right in there, Mr. Weingast? We're doing okay?
We sure are. A couple of phones ringing.
Have we gotten our $3,300 donor of the day in honor of our 33rd anniversary?
Well, that we have not. We're still waiting for that.
All right, please. We pleaded for it yesterday and got it. We'd love to get another one today. $3,300 salutes our 33rd anniversary here at JM and the A. Maybe that's the call.
Maybe
that's the one. Maybe that's the one that'll calm me a bit about today's fundraising effort. We'll toss $3,300 in our direction. toward all the projects that Ken Friedman outlined yesterday, toward keeping our three radio stations going, toward keeping our web presence as strong as ever. 1-800-989-9368, jmam.org/pledge. Elliot, what else do you have for us on
this day? Just, I guess I'll just give a little bit of a preview of the Sarachek preview tonight, just for those wondering which of the local area teams are going to be playing starting this coming Thursday. We have
You want me to guess? I'll guess.
Go ahead. There are six of them. Six of them. Go ahead.
Well, Heschel DRS, we already said.
Oh, those were gimmies.
Frisch, I assume.
Yep. Seventh seed.
MTA has to play.
Yep, they're the host team. They're the 12th seed.
There's two more teams.
Yep.
SAR.
Nope. Actually, it's two teams. One that's close to your heart, one that's close to my heart.
Oh, Flatbush and TABC?
TABC. TABC.
I'm trying to think. Oh, Rambam?
Rambam.
Rambam's in it?
Rambam is in it this year. Good luck to the Ravens. It's near and dear to my heart, my alma mater, and the varsity hockey team that I coach.
You know, you can make an argument that TABC is also a host school.
Yeah, I mean they host some of the later round games and some of the other brackets. So yeah, they're also a host school.
But when they are or not, they deserve to be there.
Oh, always.
Simple as that.
Always, and they're always good competitors. In the last few years that they've shown up, they've managed to place. So I think the last time they were there was it. 2 years ago or 3 years ago? I don't know.
Oh, they went to the semis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago they went to the
semis. 2 years ago, correct. And they ended up in the semifinals. Did they face Hafter in the third place game?
I don't remember.
I think so. Okay. Miriam is exasperated.
Well, Hafter's great.
Gotta take the good with the bad, Miriam.
A big shout out to our friends at Hafter as well. 1-800-989-9368. King of Schlock is standing by. Gorf is standing by. Elliot Weiselberg, a day that's interesting for us. We share this day, Yahrzeit for our fathers, on the 28th of Adar.
Mm-hmm.
Something you want to tell us over there?
Always. And whenever I come in for this, it's funny that, or just ironic as to how the dates work out, that this is actually the first time that I've come in and it's been Yahrzeit. So this actually being a milestone Yahrzeit, the 10th Yahrzeit in memory of my dad, every year I give a donation for the show in his memory. And so this year I will be giving chai, 10 times chai for my father. And also, as I do every year, I will be donating $18 in memory of your father as well. So for a $198 donation. Thank you so much.
Elliot, thank you. A little bit of a chill just went through me because you are so dedicated and put in so many hours each week into this effort. And then on top of that, you feel the need, thank God, to support us financially as well. So I thank you very, very much for that, and thanks for all your hard work.
Well, I have to thank you for giving me a voice and giving others as well. And so thank you for being a rallying point for the Jewish community.
Thank you very much. Anybody associated with Yeshiva League Sports in any way, shape, or form, now's your time to say thank you to us for paying careful attention to what's happening in the Yeshiva League on a weekly basis, especially during the season. Call now at 1-800-989-9368, 1-800-989-9368, jmandtheam.org/pledge, jmandtheam.org/pledge. Please call, please pledge on the web, and please be part of our JM and the AM fundraising marathon, and please do it now. 1-800-989-9368, this is JM and the AM.